Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Colder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and understanding the truth of the Word of God in the end time. That means watching the world news, look at the prophecies that are in the Bible. And since most people don't look at the prophecies and have rejected half of the Bible, the Old Testament, and then the New Testament that they accept, they reject a lot of that. And then the things they don't understand, they say, well, we don't know about that. But did you know that the Bible prophesies in the book of Revelation and also in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 27, that there is coming a one world and has been forming for a long time, economic system. Now, it's very clever how it is going to come to pass, how it is being brought about. Let's go back to October 2008. Remember, there was a sudden sell-off in the stock market, a sudden sell-off of securities that were backed by IRAs and 401ks and pension plans, because there had been so many of the mortgage-backed securities that were absolutely no good, and they knew they were no good all along. And so this brought the stock market almost to a crash. Remember that? A few weeks before the election. And at that particular point, John McCain was leading Barack Obama by a few percentage points. And when that near crash of the whole stock market system and threatening the whole world economic banking and financial system, when that happened, then President Bush was forced to bring about what is called the TARP, to save the banks, to save the stockbrokers. Otherwise, the financial system in America would have collapsed, and it threw the election into Barack Obama's lap. A little-known thing that took place in 2008 was that immediately in the days following that event, President Bush announced the G20. Now, what is the G20? That is the governments from 20 of the leading nations in the world and their central banks had to all come together and work out worldwide regulations so that all the banks in the world, especially the central banks. Now, if you get the central banks all coordinated and on the same page, then you have a worldwide system of financing and banking. And so that one nation cannot do something that will cause the currency of another nation to go down. Well, in all of these things that have happened since then, they've had their annual meetings of the G20. And all of the banks have been developing regulations by which all the central banks and all the banks in their countries will be regulated by the same rules. Now that sounds, oh, what a wonderful thing to do. Well, from that, they're going to set up a new world currency. You read the book, and I've got a sermon on it, Aftershock 1 and 2. Now, you have to go to cbcg.org to listen to those sermons. But we have been watching for years, and I have said for years even before, they're going to have to develop a one-world banking system. And guess what? In the book Aftershock, the day the dollar collapses, they say the same thing. There is coming a one world currency. Now, at first, it may be a combination of digital and then paper money. But it is coming. Now, the system first has to be set up for it. So all the G20 are planning and making the regulations, so it will be set up for it. Okay? Now, we've talked about the Mark of the Beast, and this is another update on the Mark of the Beast. The system has to be developed that without the Mark of the Beast, you cannot buy or sell. Now, let's go back and reread that, because this is important to grasp. And the book of Revelation is the most up-to-date book on prophecy, and it brings all the prophecies from the other areas of the Bible that tie into the last days together. But here is one that takes place. Now, I want you to understand that when John wrote this, he said, "These words are true and faithful." Now, just because it couldn't be understood years ago doesn't mean that they aren't true and faithful and will take place. Now, let's read it here. Verse 16, "And he," that is the coming world government, "then there will be a world bank behind it, causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, the free and the bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, so that no one may have the ability to buy and sell unless he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Now, we saw in the other segment on updating what they're doing in India on biometric identification. Now, there's another system that they're working on to bring these together. You see, Satan does a little work over here and brings great benefits. He does a little work over here and brings great benefits. And all of these are programs that will eventually end up in the enforcement of the mark of the beast, where you cannot buy and you cannot sell. Now, I do a lot of traveling, and sometimes I travel on American Airlines. Now, American Airlines, when you get on the plane, you have right at the door, you go in, it says One World. Everybody who passes that is being mentally programmed, One World, One World, One World. The world is shrinking. One world, One world. You watch that in advertisements. You watch that in things that are done. You listen to the world leaders, and they're all talking about one world, globalization, cooperation, financial integration, and all of that sort of thing. And they mean it. And it's going to come. So here's a trial program. Without this, you can't buy and sell. Now, also, they want it to come to the point that they eliminate currency. Now, people have been programmed for that. Remember the ads that they've had on television where they show a whole group of people coming into this snack bar, and they would buy this and buy that and buy the other thing, and they had this card, this when they brought out the first swipe card. And they would just zoom right past the cash register and go, whoosh, and everything would be rung up, and you go on your merry way. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And then they had the curmudgeon come along who had money. And he came up to the cash register. The whole line stopped. And everyone looked at him because he got out his wallet. He reached in, and he got some money to pay for. Why, that stopped everything. Who is this person with money? Why doesn't he have a swipe card and be up to date like all the rest of us? Then you remember also the other ad where you had this bank, and everyone that did business in this bank had to have a barcode tattooed on their forehead. A little preparation for the Mark of the Beast, huh? Mm-hmm. And they showed how that The person with this had to go to a scanner reader, and then the clerk could take his head and go like this to register a transaction. All right, funny, humorous, but remember this. Satan always brings in his deception with humor. Voila. Little sidebar here. Disneyland, filled with the occult and witchcraft. And Disney movies right now are coming out where they are having young teenagers perform witchcraft and levitation of things. Walt Disney, whole corporation, is dedicated to bringing out the worship of Satan the devil into the open through all this witchcraft. And you mark those words. They have a whole section with Harry Potter. All right. Sidebar over, back to the subject. How are they going to eliminate cash? There's already a program to do it. Now, let's combine all of these together. Operator Consortium ISIS. Now, ISIS, I don't know what that acronym stands for, but in ancient religion, Isis was the name of the goddess of Egypt, the mother of Tammuz. Isn't it interesting how all of these things are dedicated to the gods of the past? And if they do that, they're dedicated to Satan the devil. Is that correct? Operator Consortium ISIS has selected Salt Lake City as its flagship deployment to show the rest of the United States what near-field communication, NFC, can do for them. Now, what is near-field communication? It is this. You have a credit card. I don't have any with me right now, but you have a credit card. So we'll say this is a credit card. And it's got magnetic things on the back. It gives all the information that you need. Now, they've devised a machine, which they're going to install everywhere in Salt Lake City, and also we'll see in Austin, Texas, where when you come close, whoop, near-field communication. Transaction takes place. Now, continuing with the report, the plan will see Salt Lake City's public transit system accepting pay-by-wave. Hello, boop, boop. Remember the ad? Remember this also. Satan the devil transmits ahead of time what he's going to do through ads, through movies. Wave. Get on the bus. Howdy, driver. Whoop, 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 whoop. Someone gets on. Pulls out his money. Sorry, we don't accept money anymore. You go on planes today. You want to buy a lunch? The stewardess announced we're ready to serve lunch, and it costs so much for this and so much for that. And by the way, we have gone cashless. We accept only credit cards, no cash. The plan will see Salt Lake City public transit system accepting pay-by-wave from a mobile phone by the middle of next year. Oh, yes, your mobile phone. Retailers have also been encouraged to adopt near-field communication technology at the point of sale as Salt Lake City strives to become the place where you can leave your wallet at home. Now, I want you to tie this together with what we covered about the biometronic readings and identification that they're doing in India. It's coming here. But first, they want to show what a great success it is in India. ISIS was set up less than 6 months ago. A consortium, U.S. network operators, including AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. The consortium is dedicated to ensuring that electronic payments on NFC keep their secure element in the SIM by promoting technology and business models associated with it. You can read this online. This is news right now. What is ISI? ISSA? It's a joint venture created by AT&T Mobility, T-Mobile, USA, and Verizon Wireless in developing an open, comprehensive mobile commerce platform by utilizing near-field communication technology. The ISIS mobile wallet will eliminate the need to carry cash, credit and debit cards, reward cards, coupons, tickets, or transit passes. All you need is your little magic wallet. ISIS will fundamentally change the way consumers shop, pay, and save by offering an enhanced, more convenient, and more personal experience with all the tap of a phone. This is all in preparation for the mark of the beast. And it's going to take place. And there will come a time that they will say, unless you have this card or your mobile phone, you can't do business. Now, they're going to find that's going to be outmoded, and they will need to put the mark of the beast right in the right hand and right in the forehead. So it's coming. The trends. Banks and retailers play a significant role in spurring consumer adoption of this plan. ISIS spokesman will deliver a keynote on preparing the U.S. payment infrastructure for NFC-based mobile payments. ISIS will discuss plans to accelerate chip migration security necessary to drive the growth of contactless commercial. Wave it. Mobile payments will proliferate as more NFC-enabled devices go to the market, due in part to ISIS launch. From rapid adoption of smartphones and tablets to the proliferation of digital coupons and offers, 2011 was the year of mobile. ISIS will have a presence at Smartphone Alliance 2012 Payment Summit, February 8th through 10th in Salt Lake City. The payments industry is approaching a historic tipping point. Easy Pay, MasterCard, and Verizon, the acronym EMV, the Global Transaction Security Standard, is coming to the United States, the largest payments ecosystem in the world. It's coming to Europe. Austin, Texas, is the next city to have this. Then it shows the report what they're going to do with it. All payments event. Isn't that something? All right. Now, I'm going to give sermons on these that will be online at cbcg.org and have more information available. But this tells you what is happening. Now, today we can still make the choice. Today we can still choose God's way. Today is when you need to decide whom you are going to serve. God or Satan? Now, it's going to cost your life one way or the other, either in baptism or blood or both. But you need to decide whom you're going to serve. Now, this card and the biometric photos that they take of the hand, the face, and the iris of the eye are not the mark of the beast. But what I want you to understand is this sets up the vast market worldwide. And that system has to be in place before they can institute the mark of the beast. Everyone has to be used to the system. You see? Let's come to Matthew 6 and verse 24. Everyone has to, you see, understand something very important. God says, back in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15, "See, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you may live and love the Lord your God, that things may go well with you." Now, let's understand something. Down the road in the future, for those who choose Christ today, things will get difficult. But we have to prepare to mitigate as much of that as we can. But first, we need to get on God's side, because God is not going to come on your side. And unless you have the strength of God's Spirit, the dedication and determination of choice, that you choose God's way, that you choose to repent, that you choose to love God, that you choose to keep His commandments, that you choose to reject the mark of the beast, even if it cost your physical life. Because here is what Jesus has said. Verse 24. No one is able to serve two masters. You can't do it. It's an impossibility. You can't have one foot in one camp, one foot in another camp. Or like a man said one time, some people have just enough Christianity that they feel God is going to help them and be with them. And just enough of the world, see, one foot in a church, one foot in the world, and just enough of the world so they can be accepted by the world. You can't do that. You must choose God's way. That's what God says. If not, then you're going to have to understand what's going to happen to those who receive the mark of the beast. No one is able to serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, you understand that? The first thing people are going to say, well, how are we going to live and eat? Well, the proverb says, go to the ant, sluggard, and he stores up. Now, for a while, we can get along. But you know that when the beast power comes with full power and has permission to kill the saints, you had better be on God's side, because you know that's what's coming. So the good time fantasy Christianity of this world is a mirage. You need to come to understand the truth. Because of this, I say to you, do not be anxious about your life as to what you shall eat and what you shall drink, or about your body as to what you shall wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Yes, indeed, that is true. And the goal is eternal life. God can raise us from the dead. But we have to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and being more than anything else. Because these things are coming down the pike. It's going to be brought in as a wonderful innovation. How wonderful this is going to be. Look at how many people we are saving. Remember this, there is always a benefit and pleasure in sin for a season. Ask any drug addict who has recovered, and he will tell you that is the premier example of that kind of thing. Looks good, sounds good, works for a while, and then the end comes. So we have to understand those things. So for a lot of people, this is not good news. A lot of people, they don't want to hear things like this. Speak to us smooth things. Tell us good things. Make us happy. Well, if you want that, you can watch the Sunday morning television. But if you want the truth, then you better get on God's side. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying, so long, everyone.